Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and LGBTQI. Did I miss anybody there?
A plus,
everybody. Nobody's getting left out. Welcome to our very first episode. So we're very excited to bring this beautiful show to you, where we basically are trying to bridge the gap between millennials and the Gen Z generation.
Are you a millennial, Mama? Aren't you a boomer? No?
Don't start with me. And we're very excited to bring this show to you. I mean, we've been putting the show together for a hot minute.
Yeah.
It's been really, really exciting. In fact, Tando is responsible for the title, the set, just everything that is in the show. I'm literally just pulling up to be cute and to be her mom and make sure everything is in order. But we are so excited. We love the set. We love our outfits, yeah. Right?
Let's check our outfits out.
I'm serving Karl Lagerfeld, Moschino, all from Preview Designer Collection and Karl Lagerfeld, and you are serving us once.
DKNY and Calvin Klein.
DKNY and Calvin Klein, as one does. And, we're going to cover a lot of topics on this show. We're going to cover everything that is a concern to whether it be a parent or anyone who's a millennial and above. And how are we going to connect with these crazy people?
Crazy.
In this Gen Z
I don't
moment.
Know if we're the crazy ones.
Y'all crazy.
I don't know about that one.
Y'all crazy.
So, I don't think that's the case, but, you know. Pop off.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out how deep it is between
us. It's never that deep.
How are we going to connect? How are we going to figure things out? And how are we going to have conversations that are going to bring people closer together while bringing us closer together, or figure out why we have these differences and how we can bridge that gap? And today, our very special and very controversial topic for all parents out there, including myself and Tando, is the topic of dating.
I don't think it's that controversial.
It's very controversial.
It's never that. It's not that deep, though. Like, honestly, like, no pun intended. It's really.
It's definitely you intend that pun. It's very deep.
And I really did not intend that pun.
As a parent, it is, and I think that's the gap we need to bridge between us, because as a kid, I didn't get how hectic it is for my mom and for my dad. And now that I'm a parent, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I put those people through? So I'm very excited to actually have this conversation. But we won't be having this conversation alone. We have some really special guests joining us, and we cannot wait to bring them on. They are brilliant. They're amazing. They are actually one of the greatest families in South Africa.
No, it's the...
Well, I was getting to that.
My bad, twin.
It's okay, twin. Oh. You know I love you. The greatest family in South Africa. We're so excited to meet them. They are so, so incredible. And I wonder how we're going to handle this conversation. I mean, it's our first time, like, we've done things on camera together, but, like, we've never really, like, worked together. We've done photo shoots and ads and things, but, like, this is a new level for us. It's a new level. I hope there's no devils in this level.
Hey, Banna.
You know what I mean? Like, every level is a new devil. Don't you know about that?
No.
Oh my God, with every new level, there's...
Is this the 21st key thing again?
I've got so much to teach you. You need to know. Every time in life you succeed and get to a new level, there's literally a new challenge that you're going to face in your life. These are the things that I'm meant to teach you as a parent. But you see why we need to have this type of show. How can she not know that? What are you excited about for this new venture that we are embarking on?
I am excited for the topics we're going to be talking about, because a lot of them are very important to me. I guess I'm really excited for the set. I don't know. That's my favorite part. Loki, I could talk forever, but
yeah.
I don't know. Talking in front of the set is just, there's just something else about it.
You did a really good job with putting this together. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
But luckily, you've got the coolest mom in the country.
Oh,
but enough about me and how cool I am. Let's bring on our very first guest for our very first episode. This is so exciting. Welcome to It's Not That Deep, the greatest family in Zanzi. Welcome. But you guys, Nyashota. Where's everybody else?
Hey, how's it going? Mommy's at home.
It's
only the boys here.
Hi,
hello. Great, yeah.
We'll cover it for the ladies. I guess we'll have to cover it for the ladies.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys. Do you like what we're doing? Do you
it's
like
a very
the set?
Wonderful set.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Very nice.
Eh?
It's beautiful. Nice.
Giving Gen Z, you know, it has that vibe. It has our vibe.
Yeah. There's no vibe. Look, there's the office there. It's also giving Eminem. That's our vibe.
That's my vibe.
But you Eminem see? Was our generation's handle.
We're sharing him.
So welcome to It's Not That Deep. Do you like our set? Do you like the vibe?
Nice.
How are you feeling?
Wow, beautiful.
It's very nice.
Thank you so much. Guys, thank you. Siyabonga ukuthi inthatha isikhathi senu nje nizosivakashela. We're so grateful to have you here. I mean, to have the greatest family in Mzansi as your first guest is really, really powerful.
Levels.
Who gave you guys that name? Like, how did you come up with that name?
Hey, it wasn't easy. Actually, I came up with the name, and then the madam at home was like, hey, wena. Huna lebu Sisulu, huna lebu Mandela, huna lebu Motsipe, and you are saying we are the greatest. And I say, hey, I'm a controversial person. Let's throw the name.
Yeah, but what defines the greatest family in Mzansi? Anyway, you guys are a quintessential family in South Africa. They may be a great family, but like, are they really representing family in South Africa? Yeah. What like the normal person can relate to? Do you feel like a lot of people relate to what you guys are expressing on your social media?
Yes.
Yeah, because we're living a normal life like any other South African.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then that is why so many people are like, you know, just fell in love with us.
Yes.
And then they admit that, yes, these guys are Mzansi's greatest family.
Yay, yeah.
Because
that's
I feel like
amazing.
Many people that can relate with our content that we do and everything. So, yeah.
What's your favorite piece of content that you guys have put together?
The pranks.
The pranks?
The pranks are the best.
I'm too scared to prank my mother. Like,
you
I
must
feel
try.
Like,
you?
You must try it. It's very
Mom,
nice.
You must try.
No.
You must try.
You probably won't be successful, but you can try.
No, I will be. That's the problem.
Oh.
Then she'll be like, oh, you want to do this? Shut up.
But that's what makes the best pranks, when they work, right?
Yeah,
even if they were like...
And the crybaby's talking now. The crybaby's talking now.
The car doesn't count, guys. You don't play with cars. You don't play with cars.
Why? Which cars, please?
The car?
The car one, the broom.
Oh, the broom, broom.
Yeah, that's a that's a car for other people. You can fly with it.
Hey.
Technically.
Yes.
You guys are going to be corner. Tando, at least now you have someone to come and represent and support your part of the chat.
Mm-hmm.
And we have equal what. There's males that side. We've got females this side. And hopefully we can cover everything in between. So, okay, guys. Namhlanje, we're talking about the world of dating.
Yeah.
Njolo.
Why is it Njolo? You guys, can you guys even speak like the language?
The language? Mm-hmm. Which language? The old language.
Which language do you speak?
I speak Setswana.
Setswana?
Yes.
Like fully speak it?
Fully.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kimutswana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kimutswana.
Yeah,
oh, okay. So Njolo. Yo, I think we are the older generation. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start and talk about our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have questions, first of all?
No, you got it.
No, ask us.
We will question you around the
later.
Way.
You want to listen to us?
Yeah, we want to listen to this.
Come on, talk about your
dating life.
Yeah, see, today it's Njolo. For us, it was Marato. Now, dating.
Yeah.
Okay, so for you, okay, why that nickname before I came in?
It's my radio name. I was working for Motsweding FM, SADC.
Oh!
Yeah, for 10 years, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a radio presenter.
Oh, no wonder you've got the swag. I see it now. My bad. For dating, I think for me, when I think about dating as a child, I'm scared to even talk about it because we were not really allowed to date openly. It was a very scary topic. Like, for you, how did you get around that type of thing growing up?
No, it wasn't easy. Remember, you couldn't even watch people kissing on television during our time.
They used to block our eyes.
You still do.
Even now.
Because it's weird.
But now we just look at the ceiling.
No, you lie,
just
man.
Look at the phone.
I'm like, oh, I need some water from the kitchen.
Yeah.
Guys.
That's the trick.
Even though my water bottle's full. What?
Yeah, but we used to get kicked out the room.
Yes.
Oh, they used to get out.
Yeah, Puma. Like, Ubungani, Bold and the Beautiful, we used to watch in secret. Days of Our Lives, we used to watch in secret. That was how we had to grow up in that world. We couldn't even, but you were still saying.
Yeah, with us, it wasn't so easier like you guys now.
Mm-hmm.
But the lovely thing is that, you know, sometimes when there's a can of jam there, knowing that you steal it, it's more nicer if they give it to you. The jam is not so nice because it will end up in hotapela. But when you steal the jam, the jam was nice because everything that we were doing, it was like Neru, Zaman, Neri, Pikare.
It was exciting.
It was exciting.
Yeah. And back then, there was no social media. So, yay, no.
Mysterious.
No face, no case. Like,
yes.
If you didn't get caught.
I will share a pearl, ne? Do you know that if I shall appeal on January, she might answer me Christmas?
What?
Yes, I'll wait for my answer.
You would wait?
Yeah.
Why?
They make you wait. Then you wait for that
And you keep asking.
And you keep asking.
And you keep asking. You have to show me that you're serious and that you really want to be my boyfriend.
And you remember, Pearl, you guys used to say, give me 10 reasons why you love me.
Write me letters. I even had a guy who, like, when I broke up with him, he used to write me poems and songs.
Who's this?
I'll tell you later. But yeah, I think for us it was very taboo. Like, we weren't allowed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I always promised myself, like, oh, okay, when I grow up, I'm not going to be this type of parent. Mm-hmm. But it's so difficult when you start understanding ukuthi yo, like, maratong or mjolo, like, just the topic of dating can do so much damage also. Like, can be traumatic. It can be so difficult to navigate that when you're too young. But it's really only something you can understand when you're older. But there's also only one way to learn.
Only one way.
Yeah.
Experience it.
Experiencing it. Hey. Yeah. What did you ever get? How did you get caught?
I was about to say the story about my mom getting caught.
Actually, me, I remember one day, my mom and my dad, they said,
How old were you?
At that time, I was 16 years.
16.
Okay. Yeah. And they said, when I was it was on Friday, by the way. Then I was dating this beautiful they were passing in a taxi.
Oh, no.
And I was saying my goodbyes to my girlfriend. My mom and my dad were in the taxi.
The really saw you?
Yeah, umpo.
How did he react?
Hey, man.
ask her about her taxi and her boyfriend.
Let it Yeah, then when I get home, there was this meeting to say, or can you stick out?
You.
Come on, taxi. Uniform. That time, we were in uniform and we were like, see you Monday.
Was it like a mwah or like a...
No, it was a mwah. Remember, with us, every parent was your parent.
What?
Yeah, you every
parent.
The village. The village could punish you.
Yeah, they could punish us.
Everybody.
Yeah. Then it was like that. Then when I get home, there was that meeting, but I apologized about it, you know, to say, hey, guys, I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry.
Did they tell you to break up with her?
Breaking up, no, she was beautiful. My mom wouldn't say that. If maybe she was somehow, but she was beautiful. And my mom was like, you know, dad is a dad, you know. But my mom on my corner, you must call her one day to come and visit.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
It must have been nice to be a boy, because as girls.
Yeah, as girls.
Oh, yeah, there's a double standard.
Yeah, there's definitely a double standard.
No, my mom was better. My dad was the one who was strict about it. Yeah.
Yo, that's a cool story. At least your mom was soft on you. And you didn't get a hiding.
No, I didn't get. No,
did
I didn't,
you get hidings at all?
You know, I was self-grounded. And then whatever happened, my parents, they knew that maybe it's the stage, you know.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't hit me because they guess one almost two.
Yeah.
Unless if I was one almost two, I know they could have hit me or
did
something.
Did they have the SCX conversation with you when they caught you there for the... Oh, they had the
burger. No. Never. That one, they will never talk to you about it.
What?
We figured everything out on our own.
No, even now. Like this one was asking me last time, was saying, Daddy, then when it comes to, how old were you at the time?
I was maybe 14.
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years.
He was saying to me, are you going to teach us how to kiss?
What? What?
He was asking me.
No, like, you know.
No, there's no like what. No. Did you mean?
I love that question, actually.
I was
actually
asking him because I don't want to make... Like,
you would laugh at me if I asked you that.
On my first kiss, I didn't want to make like a mistake.
Yeah.
So like I asked him, how do we do it?
And what did you say?
I brought the doll.
Mm-hmm.
It was, oh no.
Yeah, I brought the doll and I said, my son, now it's time for us to go to kissing lessons. Here is a doll. Popoki you now.
It was very
cute. Did each person have their own doll? Did you guys go?
When I think about it, it's quite embarrassing, you know.
But so this was your kissing master.
Yeah,
and I trust him. I trust him.
And once we come to the tongue part now, I say, my son, now it's time for the tongue.
Yo.
He goes like, no, daddy, no. I said, come on, take off your tongue. But now we're not gonna do the doll now.
Mm-mm.
You kiss me now.
Nah, I cannot
try it now.
My father, no.
Come on,
my father, no.
No. I'm good now.
I was about to be like, guys, I can't.
Mom, what would you do if I asked you that?
I would have explained how to
you're
do
lying.
It. I would have explained.
You would have laughed at me.
I would have definitely
And then she would have called her friends. Oh my God, you want to know what Tando asked me?
Do you also call your friends when they do?
Yeah. But
this,
you know,
we just need to stop being normalized.
We have this relationship whereby I could say, these are my friends now, you know. Then we discuss everything. Everything. We discuss everything. His brother is 22 now. Ne? He's not doing alcohol. He's not even dating. Because we discussed about it. I said to him,
why are you so surprised?
You can date anytime, but it's nice when you do it, when you have everything. Then it's either you can decide whether you date now, you can do it now.
Do you believe him? How do you know he's telling? Maybe he just doesn't want to talk to you about it.
No, I believe him. I believe him. Because you know why? This one is not going to date before
this rule.
His brother dates.
What? What?
He's not dating.
It's not a nice rule.
Is it a real rule?
Yes.
Hey, Tando, if you are my son, you're going to wait until the brother date, please.
You see that lady on that poster over there? That's who I'm eyeing. Billie.
Okay.
I'm coming for you one day. You're eyeing Billie Eilish?
Oh, forever and always.
Billie Eilish. Okay.
Because Tando goes like, how? When I say, you're going
to date. Because I could never, like, good thing I'm the oldest. Yeah?
Okay, I'm going to share my story about, before I discuss why you're eyeing Billie Eilish. For me, the first time I got caught, okay, was I was dating a guy who actually had the same Zulu name as me. But he was Thembiso and I was Thembile. I'm still Thembile, but he's, unfortunately, he's late. But anyway, I went to a school called Pinetown Girls High School, and then their library was like maybe a kilometer down from the school, maybe more, I don't remember really. And then we were walking, because that's where all the kids from the other schools and stuff, we'd all meet at the library, trust us, which was next door to a McDonald's even. Anyway, so now he's walking me back to school because my dad is picking me up from school that day. The worst person in the world to catch me. So, as we get closer, I don't remember if we were holding hands, but we were, like, looking very cute.
Something was happening.
Like, but there was no, like, you, like, nothing. So, as we're walking, I don't know if I was late or if my dad was early, but I see my dad's car, and I say to this guy, oh, my God, you need to turn around. You need to, like, that's my dad.
Yeah.
He panics because my dad was coming with a scorer. Like, my dad was a bodybuilder. Yo! I get in the car, I can feel it tense in the car. I can feel it. Yo, I am going to get it today. I was so stressed. Yo. Anyway, I get in the car and I'm just like, I could hear my heart.
Yeah.
Like,
you can feel it.
I could hear my heart. It was crazy. I get in the car. My dad goes off at me. No, it's just my friend. He was just walking me from the library to make sure I'm safe. I'm trying to scam. My dad said, my dad drove to this guy.
Yo.
He stopped the car. He said, I don't remember what he said. My heart was pounding like in my head. I can't explain it. He said, I don't know what he said. He punished him. And then he was like, no, we're just friends. He tried to, you know, I just looked at him like, yo, please don't like punish me like right now. Oh my God, like Jesus, please save me. And then he was like, no, we're just friends. Wada, wada, wada. I don't know if my dad told him to leave me alone. Then we drove off. It was one of the most uncomfortable car rides I have ever had in my whole life. I don't know what he told my mom. I probably got a hiding. I don't remember because I used to get hidings, like real hidings. Like, and the thing is, a hiding from my dad was always so painful because I was a daddy's girl. So I was so ashamed. I was so embarrassed. And like, there was this level of shame. And we were also taught to, women were taught that like, this thing was like a gift. It was like a gift you give only to a very special person.
Your husband.
You don't give like this thing, even like you just... Just a good girl doesn't talk to boys. She doesn't do anything with boys. So I tried to be that girl. Even with this guy, like, I was very, like, maybe we'll kiss. Like, I was a very serious, like, I wasn't trying to do too much. So that's how I got caught the first time. But I started dating at the age of 14 and some change.
And some change.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when it was. But, like, I was around 14 years. I remember that my first kiss was definitely when I was 14. And for you?
Yours was not that deep, eh?
No, yeah. I was a late bloomer.
Mine, as boys, you know, we kiss from Mantwaning. You know, what? When you play Mantwaning.
From what?
What Mantwaning?
Mantwaning. What do you call it, Kaskwa, guys? When you play, like, when you play with... We did it from there. I think I was like Boma 10 years.
No, but I'm not talking about mwa. I'm talking about kids.
The real one, man.
Oh, the real
kids. The one with the doll.
The one with the doll. Maybe I was 17.
What?
Ah! Ah, so baba.
Ah, you're lying.
Who's there to start?
Okay, 17.
Let me be real. With us from the location, you know. Then from 15 years, we knew how to do the deeds.
The what?
The deeds, everything. From 15 years, we knew everything.
Deeds? What do you mean by
everything?
Everything. He's being polite. So you did everything else before you even did a real kiss?
The real kiss, you know,
like a real
an actual us, we never believed in this thing of the kisses alone. As is about deep kiss, what?
What do you?
Are we even from the same generation at this point? Because I'm 88.
I'm 76.
76.
Yeah.
You're even a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That is what I'm saying.
A little bit. Okay.
With us, we never had this thing. Yeah, deep kiss. Actually, we used to call it Leroma.
Yeah, go take a deep kiss. Wow.
Then from 15 years, Nestera Lemonade.
Huh?
Serious.
So, like the other one, you were doing the other one from 15?
From 15, actually, 15 years, actually, it was an older age, man. It was an older
age.
That is what I'm saying. This thing, when you play this, you know, not your Gen Z's one, ours. Whereby we were practicing mama and papa.
We were emulating what you saw at home.
What
yes.
We're very good.
But manje, where?
In that mantrani of, because remember, when you play...
Where were you playing house? Because we used to play house outside.
We were playing it at the bushes, at the forest.
There. What? Yes. Forest?
At the forest.
Kids don't play outside anymore then, you
know? Yeah. But life was different that time. Because gangengwan, that's hameka kuting. And then everything was happening there.
Yeah.
Actually, we learned a lot of stuff from mantrani.
From there?
Yeah.
You.
It's gangen.
It's gangen, yeah.
In the bush. Bushfire.
Yeah, bro.
Yo. That, okay, let me stop judging you because I'm definitely in shock. All right. Oh, no. Okay.
We don't judge.
My bad. Please. Okay. Did you know this?
First time. I'm also shocked.
No. 15.
It's not that deep, son.
15. Okay. Yes, 15, I respect you. Guys, we listen. We don't judge.
Know about this.
Your
mom? Yeah, she must know.
Why are you introducing your mom?
You?
But I just
want to
know.
He was practicing.
I was practicing so that I can be able to teach your mother.
What?
Collecting knowledge.
Yeah, I was collecting knowledge to teach your mother.
What makes you think she doesn't know? Guys, especially from that generation. Sorry, what did you say?
I said, what makes you think she doesn't know? Then you must teach her.
Who?
Your
the mother.
How do you know you were teaching her and she?
No,
didn't?
I know. No, I know.
Oh,
we are from the same street, by the way.
What?
We are from the same street.
Ah,
my father.
The girlfriend that I dated.
But you see, this is the thing about men, especially from that generation.
Yeah.
Or our generation, whatever, like pre 1990, basically. Like, what was up with when we were dating? Like, girls back then, you know, were called names. Girls who were free. Whether it was sexually or dating or kissing, whatever. Like, they were called names, but guys could get away with so much. And then they turn around and want a girl who didn't have experience after they had been collecting experience with other girls. Is that still a thing now?
Yeah, it is.
Even now.
It's worse now.
It's worse, yes.
How can you know it's worse? You weren't there.
No, like, think about now.
We
weren't there, but like also a lot of things to talk about back then were taboo, right?
Yeah.
And people are more free to talk about them now, which is why it makes it worse.
But I thought especially your generation were more free to talk about dating and sex.
That's the thing. When you're more free about it, people are more likely to judge
you. So
is
Gen Z slut shaming, basically?
Lots of people try not to, but there is a lot of slut shaming.
Yeah, there is.
Like a lot.
A lot.
Are you a perpetrator?
No.
How do you know?
Yeah, please. Good question.
I know myself. I'm not.
So how do you feel about women who are free with their... I'm not promoting it either. I'm just asking a question. Or the girls who are... And even boys. Because I think now, do boys get slut shamed in your generation? Because in our generation, they didn't.
Some do.
They were winners.
Some do. Like you guys...
But not all of them.
Yeah, it's very little. But like some are like, oh my gosh, like this person's been with this person, this person, this person. Oh my gosh, like You don't go to this
but
person.
But it still has that title that you are a legend, you know, if you went from this girl, from this girl.
There's a double standard. Understand?
Why can't a girl be seen as a legend even back in the day? Why does this thing keep happening in female?
Because essentially it's about purity. It goes back to things that are in the Bible, things that have been like taught for like the longest time, that women have to be pure and men are the ones who are allowed to like go running around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like Have I perpetuated that in your life? Because I don't feel like I necessarily have done that, but maybe I've done it like, you know, subconsciously without even realizing I was doing it. Like, what made you feel that way? Was it TV? Was it friendships? Was it school? Was it family?
I've never felt that way personally. Maybe, I don't know, maybe someone's like been mean to me, like, and slandering me. I don't know. I don't pay much attention to that, but
yeah.
I haven't personally felt that way. I know it's a thing because all girls have basically experienced it, and you see it almost everywhere. You're like, oh my god, this girl's been like ran through. Oh my god, wait, I can't say the word because we might quiz you on it. But this person's a this. Yeah. Actually, you guys have your word.
It's fine.
Nature. For us, it was like you go against nature as a woman if you try to, you know, to be like a man. You know, then that is why it was like. Men are the ones who are supposed to do everything, play around, but women are not supposed to
do people think these boys are playing around with?
Girls.
Just the women that have been already, I guess, like, they've been taken advantage of already. It's like the people, there's the women who were in brothels back in, like, the early 1900s. It's the women who are poor and weren't able to have dowries to be, like, to get married.
No, but I'm talking about like now in the hood, it's ganging. Do you know what I mean? Like now, historically, that's a very good point, my love. Mm-hmm. But like for me, it's like I'm trying to figure out like, okay, we know why those things exist, but like, why are they still being perpetuated today when it seems as if like the your guys' generation is a lot more advanced and has so much more information and you guys hold a mirror, not only to your parents, but do you hold that mirror to each other to say, hey, boys can't speak this way about women and vice versa.
I personally speak out about it. I don't know about any other people, but that's because I've been raised by someone with a lot of confidence, so I even have the confidence to say a lot of things to other people about it.
Just to date shame somebody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it date shaming? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what you're also, you're shaming the fact that women are taking ownership of their sexuality.
Yeah.
Basically.
But where's the line between taking ownership of your sexuality? And I want to ask you guys now as well, where's the line between taking ownership of your sexuality as a young person and being irresponsible with your body? Where's that line?
I feel like it has been passed on from the past. Like this norm of like when you're a boy, like you just like you can go from this girl to that girl to that girl. I feel like it's something that like from generation to generation, it keeps on getting even more worse. Because I feel like even though like they teach us at school, at home, like you guide us, you know, not do this and do that. But I feel like even though with that information that we have, we still I feel like it's like a matrix. It keeps on like repeating
itself.
It's a pattern, but
it's a cycle.
It's a cycle, but that cycle keeps on getting worse.
But for you personally, where is the line between being irresponsible with your body and being free with expressing your sexuality at whatever level?
I have an answer.
I feel like I have a line. I have a line.
Where is that line?
I feel like I'm not the kind of a person that would go from this girl to that girl. I feel like I'm self-grounded, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm self-grounded.
So
I'm,
do you feel like if you are emotionally attached to each person, it doesn't matter how many people there are, as long as you feel like there was a commitment or if you were genuine about the connection you were trying to build, even if it ended up not being built, type of thing?
Yes, I think
Or do you just chase girls?
No, I don't chase girls. I go with the heart.
Would you admit it in front of cameras, though?
Like,
in front of my dad.
Like,
no, I'm
not. Next time we bring you, we're leaving your dad at home.
Yeah, please leave him at home.
And before I go to Baba Tando,
I feel like the line personally is like, I guess, between responsibility and being irresponsible with your sexuality, it depends on whether or not you're being safe, number one, like in terms of like the person you're getting involved with, how you're getting involved with them,
how you know them, like just all of that. You have to have all of those.
So doing your research, mm-hmm. doing your background check.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, people, like, we've heard of serial killers who do this. We've heard of, like, serial other things.
Yeah.
Censored. Yes. And then we've heard of, like, lots of other situations where people are put in situations because they trusted in the person that they didn't know too much. So I guess you have to build that person's trust.
Yes.
As well as the fact that, like, another, like, line, I guess, that I have is exploring your sexuality. You should be able to... How do I put this into words? You should be able to, I guess, explore it. And I feel like most ways are a healthy way to do that. So, mm-hmm. like, when it comes to you trying to figure out something with someone, you should be able to explore that as long as you know that you're safe with that person and that person's safe with you exploring. I feel as, like, vice versa. I feel that, I just feel like exploring, especially when you're young, is very important to know what you want and how you want, like, the direction of your life to go in terms of relationships. And I feel like it becomes very irresponsible when it becomes about a coping mechanism. Or
please elaborate on that.
A coping mechanism in terms of, like, whenever something goes wrong or whenever you feel unworthy or something, that you start turning to other people to give you that validation,
mm-hmm.
in That's any good. Type of way. And then also when it comes to, like, trying to, like, avoidance, not only a coping mechanism, but avoidance of, like, certain things. Or when you're, like, infidelity, as well as, like, not being safe. I feel like you can explore your sexuality, but also don't be stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The plain and simple.
All right. All right. That's interesting. Yo, I don't know what else we can add to that.
Yeah, actually, with me, I don't know if it's my era or what, mm-hmm. you know. Most men, you can explore your sexuality as much as you can, mm-hmm. né? And feel good with how the way you feel. Né? Mm-hmm. But we, as men, when we see a woman does that, sometimes we even, like, write you off coming to the thing mm-hmm. of being, like, this one is not the marriage material.
Mm.
You know, yes, I can. They can date you. The boys, they can date you, and then you feel sexy and everything. But once they start to say, "I want to settle,"
mm-hmm.
you are the last one they think about.
Do you think that now that we have more information when it comes to mental health and traumas, and like she's mentioning, like coping mechanisms, like there's some girls obviously who come from, or even boys who come from mm-hmm. broken families or come from situations where they don't value themselves because of maybe the things that have been said to them since they were young, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So for me, it's like now that we have a better understanding of what could be happening at home to someone before we can judge them, like, why can't that have an effect? Because we're able to forgive ourselves for our own mistakes. But now that we are at this age, even if someone is still doing that today, can we be more forgiving and understanding? Because maybe that same girl who has mm-hmm. a low sense of self-esteem, or mm-hmm. boy with mm-hmm. a low, or anybody, you know, yes. from any gender, what
individual person,
individual, you understand, I'm just trying to keep it sexy, keep trying to keep it cute.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that there could be background stories that create people who are unsafe, or, you know, not really being careful about the choices they make with their bodies. Maybe someone was molested, maybe someone mm-hmm. was violated when mm-hmm. they were young, so there's a low sense of self-worth, and they find worth in finding someone who can appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can cook, and they can iron, and they can clean, and they can speak beautifully, all the other things that make someone a good wife.
Mm-hmm.
But they are just so desperate to find someone who's going to love them or feel that physical affection they need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think people are ever going to get to a point where they're able to empathize with someone at that level?
I think it depends, again, with where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
I think charity begins at home.
Mm.
We need to teach them from a young age so that they can think of other people, you know? Because other things, we go through different processes, different, you know, experiences in life. But the thing that we need to do as parents, we've got a role, especially to the Gen Zs like this, you know, to can teach them that, you know, when you see somebody, maybe you go to the grocery store, the cashier that you see on a till,
mm-hmm.
don't just take that person for granted. They've got history, they've got stories. There's a lot happening in their lives. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will shout out, Katia, we bounce it. Don't think of Weleza Makhaka. No, they're not. Mm. We need to teach them from there to say, each and everyone banale matata abone and their experiences so that they can be able to deal with other people nicely. Mm-hmm. But because now we deal with people without knowing, then I'm thinking that for her happy skate as a sekana, she wanna be a prostitute. You know? It's lacking a knowledge. But I think it should start at home. To can tell them that no. Skabona motuali so every one of us, we are dealing with something.
Yeah.
And Pile, don't judge a book by its cover.
Look at you, man. I think I'm going to allow this question to continue percolating for you guys so that you come with a powerful answer, because it's a hectic question. We're going to take a quick break so that they can think about their answer. While I also think about, you know, how I've treated people and what I think is the right thing to do. We'll be right back, guys. And let us know what your answer is. I think we actually haven't even created a handle for our channel yet, but it's going to be, it's not that deep, you know, something at, you know, we're going to Instagram, but we'll give you all the social media handles. Actually, find them right here. By the time this is, we'll have all the information you need.
Right, yeah.
You will have it. But remember, whenever you're having a conversation with somebody, it really doesn't have to be that deep. If they are making it that deep, just come and hang out with us on the couch so that you find out that it's not really that deep. Let's just have the chats that we need to have as people. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Glad you stayed is what I'm sure you are feeling right now, because we're about to get into it. Even though it's not that deep, apparently, but I feel like it's a very Gen Z way of saying, I don't want to make it serious, even though it's serious type of thing.
Aibo!
It is! Anyway, I was just catching a glimpse of how cute my shoes are. Oh my gosh. Anyway, welcome back. Like I said, we are still... I almost said something terrible. We're still sitting here with the greatest family in Zanti. But I wanted to spice things up a bit. If you're wondering why we suddenly have a bunch of pillows there, we never planned to have anybody sitting in the middle here and there. So now we are just, we just put together a quick scam to be like, okay, how can we make our guests comfortable, but so that you guys can still see them? Because that's... Bean Watwat is very, very low. The person might not be very, very tall, but he's not that short. So it's just, it's us. To be honest, we're also taking advantage of a situation. I found him in the studio and I hijacked him and asked him to please be a part of the podcast. So he's a gentleman, he's powerful, and apparently he's also a powerful rapper. His name is Lucas Raps, everybody. How are you, babe? Thank you so much for joining us.
How's it going, King?
Have you ever been hijacked like this?
Great, man.
Take your seats.
I'm cozy out here.
Are you sure you're falling?
No, I'm relaxing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Guys, we have a very special guest here. We hijacked him, but he's here because he's actually a nice guy.
He's a gem.
He's definitely a gem.
How much was it? So like, how much? Like, what's going on with that little place?
Like 7-8K.
Oh, you know.
What is 7-8K?
No, you don't ask people how much the jewelry is.
It's nice. But what if I wanted to invest? I also like it.
Then you go and Google the price. Just ask for the name.
Yeah. I'm from the old generation. When you say 7-8K, I was like about to get under the table.
Couple things out here.
You're welcome, my brother. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
so,
me.
So I don't know if you heard our previous chat, but we're talking about dating, right? And before I go too far, I'm realizing that like we're selling this show as like, ooh, Gen Z and millennials. I'm not even sure if I'm millennial. I'm 88. Am I millennial or am I something else?
Look it up.
Me, I'm a Gen Z, so I don't care.
Gen Z.
So, okay, 2010 to 2020, what's that?
The Gen Alpha.
What are the years, actually?
I don't know, beta.
Alpha.
You're saying it's beta.
Alpha. It's not beta. Beta's after that. It's alpha.
So it's beta 2020 to 2030.
No. Yeah. It's beta. No, 20... Where? What
beta
did you say?
Beta has to be after.
Yeah, so which years does it go by? It goes with the... 76,
we are from the uprising. We are the uprising.
It's not called the uprising. It's called boomers or something. What is that? What is that?
You know what?
I don't know these terms. Now I just know that I'm from Steve Biko era, uprising.
From the Amanda era. I thought I was a millennial, but I might not be.
Aren't you?
I think so.
Hold on.
I think it's actually like a 12-year thing. It might not be a 10-year thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. Let's first just actually figure that out before we talk too much.
Yeah, please.
And then you are a Gen Z, like you said, Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z. Okay, cool.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Okay. So millennials are from 1981 to 1996.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm a millennial. What's 19?
I think he's a baby boomer.
76.
1946, 1964.
What's the silent generation? I know. Gen Z. Wait, what did you say again?
Generation
Gen X.
Gen X.
So you're Gen X.
No, we Gen X men. The X men.
So Gen X, yeah. Millennial, Gen Z. Yeah. Okay, what happened to Y? Y2K.
Y2K.
No. Not Y2K. All right, cool. So now we know where we're all from in terms of like generations. Mm. So we're talking about dating. And we were sharing our experiences in terms of like as people from older generations, like how our experience was for you, like talking to your parents about dating and things like that. And maybe how you even expressed it in your music. Like, what was the dating experience like for you in the beginning, like with your parents? Were they open? Were they not?
My mom was like super like invested, trying to know everything. You know what I'm saying? But my pops wasn't about it at all. My pops is just like, nah. I don't know, he understood something that I only got to... He knew something I only understood later. You understand?
Which was?
Sometimes you need to be on your feet before you get in love with someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something I got to learn now, being more matured. But at the time, dating in the beginning, I think my first girlfriend, I was 16 in high school.
But aren't you supposed to learn how to be, like, 16, cute 15. And sentimental? Because then if you need money to love, like...
Ah, but you still need money to hit it for the ice cream. So it's for the movie, even if you're going movies. Now movies are painful. It's almost a ban to go watch a movie.
No, genuinely, movies are actually so expensive.
So now if you're saying movie dates and you're asking for a ban from the rents and they're saying, what you need a ban for?
I took someone on a movie date
recently and I was like, when did it become sumo?
Six, seven,
why are we here?
Ben for a movie.
Yo, yes. Go to the cinema.
Because
you haven't been there in a long time. Go COVID. It's expensive now.
Even the popcorn.
It's painful.
Popcorn is like $240.
You guys are
not having it easy. I'm telling you. If you go watch a movie in like, not to be disrespectful, but like, if you're in Sandton, obviously it's tricky. But if you go watch a movie, like we grew up in the hood, maybe in the Kulema Pebs, you know, in the Perbs,
where
whatever, it's
expensive.
Where
would you go watch a movie?
But in the hood, like,
but if you're talking about the topic dating, theater. Right, where you want to take someone nice, like to a nice cinema. You want to take them to Mall of Africa and if you can, like a young kid or whatever. You know what I mean?
A guy used to just get me a chocolate.
Yes.
And then we'd go on a walk
but
and get my
chocolate.
But that
requires coins. I can't go to the tuck shop and say, Malume, I have a girlfriend. She needs a chocolate. No.
Especially you guys are dealing
with. Now it's tougher because they demand more.
Yeah, even now, you know, it's painful.
Whoa, we demand the bare minimum. Let me speak. No. For my people, we demand for the bare minimum.
What is the bare minimum?
I wrote a list on my phone, which is funny. Anyways, bare minimum is a guy to know what he wants. Skalala, because you guys never know what you want.
Yeah.
Hectic.
And then, I'm sorry. Let me just look for her, so I'm not wrong. Ne? Bare minimum is.
Why did you write this list?
Because I was tired. I was watching like a movie about love, and I was like, damn, I'm actually tired of like not having my standards straight. Okay, chivalrous, kind, knows what he wants, thoughtful.
Yo-yo.
Takes me out on dates, doesn't have to be expensive ones. Take me to a park and have fruits, la. Okay? Random gifts, you know, if that's your love language, nah? Sharp.
What kind of gifts?
I said if that's your love language.
Okay.
That's not mine, whoever that is for. Plans for the future. At least offers to pay. If we're out... And I see you hesitating to ask to say, let me pay. That's an egg. Anyways. And then not confusing. Not confusing.
Shout out, Pops.
Has an older or younger sister. That's not a part of the bare minimum.
What if there's all brothers in the family?
That's just me personally.
So someone's going to suffer for being a last born now.
So he's
no,
already
I'm saying
out.
Me personally. Because I was just reading the list.
There's a lot in this list.
This list. Let's listen.
Anyways, loyal. No. Yeah. Good style. Respectful. Charitable, I guess. Loves to share. Responds quickly. Thank you.
Responds quickly.
Yeah. Ooh,
that means the man is not busy.
No, it just means he prioritizes you.
But so I have a question. So if I'm deep inside the Black Ops lobby right now,
and not Black Ops.
No, just hear me out. Yeah. Just hear me out. Just hear
then
me
you
out.
Text.
I'm trying to have a serious convo here. When I game, it's like I literally now I only video game from 12 to 5 in the morning because that's the only time I have.
Only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally.
And that's because when people are like,
if I'm having to game from. One, two.
I thought when you said
nine.
Game, I thought you meant like when you game. Like
no, I'm listening. The story sounds like I'm going gaming. Far, but listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we together and I'm playing video games for like 6 hours and I'm not responding quick enough to like, you just done your nails or something, what's happening? Like, and I'm telling you, yo, I'm gaming.
You have to find a way to make it out.
Movie.
Yes.
Guys.
Babe, it's important to know what you want.
Stand there.
Hey, but Thando,
so, Thando, you can't date a gamer. Now we've discovered you.
You can't date a gamer. You can't have a gamer. But gamers are cool. Like, hey, the aura, come on. 1,000 aura points.
If you don't have time to text me, then call me. Or say, oh, I'm not going to be, I won't be able to respond for this amount of time. Communicate with me.
But are you making money while you're gaming?
No.
But that's the problem. Why are we making money? What if we came with the bros?
You have 6 hours to invest in gaming and no coins.
That 6 hours with the homies matters more than anything. I don't think you understand. It's the only time I don't have a problem.
Though. I get that.
Yeah, but I think Thando, the guy that you're talking about on the list there. Actual
somebody that you
actual, no, it's actually not genuine.
The Tesla robot is coming for you.
That AI,
is it not the pay minimum?
You'll get everything. At least
that AI, bro.
I need another Gen Z woman on the set, please.
They don't exist.
Please.
I'm just listening.
That's the pay minimum.
You know what I wanted to say? Like from that list, like hearing that list. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Say for instance, you get that because in my cases of dating, right, I was the bare minimum of your list, right, and then you still get shocked. Like from my end, I got shocked. She went and done her other things out of excitement. And it caught up to her later where she's trying to now come back because she realized she'd done something wrong. So it's like, you're going to give the bare minimum and then get hurt because there's excitement or you got bored for a second or you got angry and you thought out of anger. But you just wasted 2 years of my love. Then what?
Can you give what you're asking for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can. I think that example that he just I think that's a little more personal.
Oh, what do you mean? It's a varied situation. It's real life.
Oh no, I get that. I touched a lot of
that's
face
quite
there.
Deep. Okay. So
it's not that deep though.
You guys aren't funny.
All right, cool. So let's just quickly. So your approach to So you said your dad was not about it, but he was trying to teach you about what, you know, dating really actually means. And you learned a lot from that. For me, I think it's also cute when you discover who you can be in a situation where you lack. Like, who are you? What type of boyfriend are you in a situation where you don't have the coins? Can you still hold it down for a girl?
Oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
Can you still, you know what I mean? So that's cool. For me, it's like we didn't have a chat about, like, my mom was very like, this is weird, you know, okay. And then she had a conversation. She was a lot softer. She was weirded out about it, though. And so now we want to hear from the two of you, and we'd love your opinion because it's nice to have a third voice, someone who's, you know, not serving father or, you know, obviously you're a son. But, so for you guys, like, handling the dating thing, you said... You said your mom was nice about it. And I think the female perspective, like, who do you feel was more, whose opinion was more important in your lives about dating? Mom, dad, friends, like, all of that, because we have an opinion about that. So let's leave it to the floor. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I would like to go first, because I feel like, for me, both of them, they're being free with educating me with what's dating, how must I do it, because... Every day, we had this series on TikTok whereby each and every day in the morning going to school, I will ask him random questions about dating, each and everything. Lobola,
what?
Everything.
Yes. Yeah. I should do that.
We had it running for 4 years.
For 4 years, yeah?
Yeah, we stopped it this year.
What questions would you have to ask after a year, bro?
Everything he thinks about, he must just ask it.
Everything.
What was the craziest question he asked you?
The craziest question he asked me.
He's nervous. Look at his foot.
There was a lot. There was a lot of things.
The one that stood up.
While he thinks about it, which question were you the most afraid or nervous to ask him?
The polygamy one.
What?
The polygamy. I was afraid because I also speak to my brother. The night before I asked him this question, I was like, how am I going to even ask him? Then I said, hi, in the morning. And I went to my brother the same morning and I'd be like, I'm going to do it.
Actually, remember, you didn't ask me a question first. You were telling me. He was telling me. He was saying, Daddy, I've realized something. I said, what did you realize? And he told me that the guys who married one woman, I see you guys suffering a lot. Mm-hmm. And I said, suffering how? And he goes like,
Financially.
And I said, financially how? And he goes like, Daddy, look at Kim Munada. Two wives and he's doing well. Mm-hmm. Look at this one. Two wives and he's doing well. Mm-hmm. Look
you
at
did your
Luna.
Research.
Look at no, you, Dad.
And he goes he like, said, he and, said,
and
let me.
Look at you, Dad. Mm-hmm. One wife.
One wife.
But when I come to you and ask for something, you say you don't have money. Mm-hmm. You see you guys with one woman.
Yes.
Doesn't work.
And I was like, oh, but I don't get to tell him. And he said, yeah, because now you're thinking that you're happy with money. And I said, I'm happy. I love your mother. And he goes like, no. Daddy, you lie to yourself if you're saying mommy's the beautiful woman in the world. You haven't traveled the world.
Yeah, he hasn't went to China. America, you have never explored.
What did your mother say about this conversation?
Mama, I'm sorry on your behalf.
Mother.
You better teach him, like, he better do some chores. Yeah. Like,
no, but also you can't be saying that to your father.
No, you know why?
No,
I think I was also young.
Respectful.
I was also young. So, like, I said, like, he says my mom and dad come from the same street. So I feel like he didn't get the chance to explore
diversity.
So he's
imagine like,
if your pops did get that chance to explore, you would not be sitting here today.
You wouldn't be here.
I see it now.
You wouldn't be here.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, some things just need to happen the way they're happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for you to be like,
you wouldn't be here.
You are here. You know what I'm saying?
Now you're here because I didn't explore.
Yeah.
You see.
Wait, are your parents still together?
Yeah, they are. So they 33 years in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so initially your mom was influential in your dating life. Did she give you advice? Did your mom give you advice?
No, she was.
About
girls? You see, with my parents, mm-hmm. to answer the first question, the person that I'd listen to the most is my mom. Like, I trust her opinion on dating sometimes more just because she's more of the affectionate and emotional person. My father is more of like a rational thinker and he's a workaholic, so I can't really be emotional with him.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, my mom would want to know too much. And then, because the relationship I have with my parents are super open, like super, super open. When I mean super open, like super open.
Do you think as our generation of parents were too open, maybe?
I don't know. But like, according to what I know from the other parents, when I was growing up, they felt like my parents were too open.
Okay.
But now looking at it, they commend my parents for how they raised me.
Okay.
So I would raise my kids, if I have kids one day, to the same way my parents raised me.
Yeah.
I'd rather not be strict for you to now make excuses to go and do nonsense outside. Because now I'm saying you can't watch TV after 10.
Yes.
You're going to do something after 10 to get that thrill.
Mm-hmm.
Let the kid just watch TV and pass out and then just make sure you have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You see, what I want to do
that's
is, I want to start, it's crazy, but I want to... Mm. If I have a kid one day, I want to try and instill this thing, right? Where I make the Ntwana pay rent from a young age. Like, listen, like pay rent where it comes with candy. I'll be the bank. I'll be the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, if you do the dishes, I'd feed it. You have two fizzers. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like, you start, but at the end of the month, you have to give me 5 fizzers. You have to give me 5 fizzes. I don't care.
Or you give him fizzes.
No, isn't you going to be doing chores, right?
Or you
and
give
you'll be getting paid in fizzes. But at the end of the month, you have to give me that. Why? Because when you grow up, you can't run away from rent, bro.
You can't
run away from
bills.
From bills.
Tax evasion. Mm-hmm.
You can't, bro.
Yeah.
So teach, there's certain things that I wish I could be more open, like my parents could have been more open with me about.
Yeah,
no, you understand.
And you were right about that one, yeah.
I didn't have to now learn, rent is a
yeah. You're giving me a lot to think about.
Oh, no, start doing it, eh?
Yeah.
Chores, bro.
It's fine, I'm gone soon.
Don't worry, guys, bro.
We need to wrap this up, but like, there's obviously Tando wants to have a turn. Your list just took up a lot of the time. What happened there? But like, it's really interesting to get like the male perspective, because I think Tando and I like are mostly, there's mostly women in the house.
We only have men.
I have a question for you. In times of conflict, how do you guys resolve it if it's just like you guys? Then. Mm-hmm.
It depends what the conflict is about.
No, like, it can be whatever, man. You know? Serious conflict, bad conflict, good conflict. Yeah. It's conflict, so I don't think conflict comes across.
I've spoken a lot today. Mm. You can go first. Ah, anyway.
I'm joking.
Keep it together, yeah?
I don't know. She'll, like, after, like, a day or, like, a couple of hours, she'll be like, Tando. She'll start being nice. Yeah. Tando.
What happens first? He says, how do we resolve?
Yeah.
Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah. We don't resolve it. You'll just go, Tando.
Oh, you don't resolve.
Don't you want to come and watch your show with me? And I'll be like, no, thank you. She'll be like, no, come, it's fine.
I think every parent does that.
Yeah,
also, my mom does that.
Mm. Me and my rent sometimes, they tell me, figure it, boy. Because I know you're going to come back.
I don't.
You see my father. Hey, if I make that bro angry, I can feel bad.
You can feel the pain.
You see, Mamzo and me, we can still fight. But my timer, I feel bad, bro.
How come you feel bad for the person who's less affectionate?
There's something about letting down my dad that just I can't put words to it. It's just like I can't let that guy down, or I can't piss him off. Like when I piss him off to a point that
is it a fear he's angry, or respect based?
Not
thing?
Fear, because I've been. There with my father, I've been like angry on that level. So it's not fear. I don't fear him, and it's not also I don't respect him that I don't fear him. Mm-hmm. It's that I don't want to see him angry. He's not the type of nigga I want to see angry and piss him off or disappoint him. So when I do get him angry or do disappoint him, I make sure I call him. I'm the one saying, yo, come watch this movie, boy. And he's like, no, down. And I'm like, dog, ish. I feel bad, bro. Yeah, and he could have been wrong, but if I just was too stern on saying, yo, chill, or whatever, I'll feel bad, you know. But with Mamzo, her and I, we a bit, like, hard on each other. And that love language, not anyone else. If you come in between, you'll see flames. But because her and I understand it, we can shout at each other right now. Like 2 minutes later, we good.
Like when you're in grade 5 with your best friend.
Yeah, I'm being for real. Like we can, bro. I don't think we can throw things around the house, make it shake. 2 minutes later,
And no one must get
don't
involved.
Don't get involved.
Because otherwise,
if you get involved,
we both turn against you.
You're in a movie.
Very hectic.
It's a movie.
I think for me, like how I view it, I know you're not done, but like maybe you add on to what I'm saying. Is like for me, it depends what it is. Like sometimes. I'm learning to emotionally regulate myself. Like, so I've struggled a lot with emotional regulation because I grew up in an environment where there wasn't a lot of emotional regulation from my parents. So I didn't learn how to regulate my emotions. So now that I'm on that journey, like I'm figuring those things out. And I feel like with Tando, like now I'm trying to like sometimes take a step back and think about it. And I have to mean it. I can't pretend. I'll come back and I say, well, look, I meant every word I said. I could have maybe said it better, like kindly, and I could have done better. I'm really sorry, you know, that I've hurt your feelings or if I've hurt your feelings or, you know, whatever the truth is in that moment. But this is how I feel or whatever. Like, I'm also learning to not try too hard to be a friend and focus more on being a parent. So even with the dating thing, like, if we just go back to the topic, like, it's been very difficult for me to be open with that because I didn't know how. Like, I wasn't taught how, right? I just had to figure it out on my own. But, like, I really realized that, like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. And I would rather I be the person, who influences, or as much as I possibly can, influence that part of her world than her friends who know as much, if not less, maybe a little bit more than she does about that world. Like, I'm trying to... But it's taken a lot of inner work for me to, like, I would rather she not date. I'd rather lock her up in the house, all of that.
Isn't
like,
that for that's every actually,
because that's what happened to me. Like, I was locked in the house.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't at school or the library, I wasn't even allowed to play on the street. Like, I used to, like, my dad was very, very hectic. Like, my dad did not play.
Yeah.
And so, and now I understand why. But, like, And I'm glad actually he did it that way. Yeah. So I wanted to do that thing too, but it's not going to work in this day and age, like with social media and things like that as well. So, I mean, I feel like when we resolve conflict, even if it's about things that relate to boys or, because I once caught her going to the movies scamming and
eating it out.
That's not true. I wasn't scamming, but okay.
Anyway, in terms of conflict and in terms of how I handled the dating chat with you, like, how do you feel about it? Are you comfortable?
No, when it comes to, like, the dating chat, she never, like, we never really had, like, a conversation about it. In my head, I was just like, okay, off our game. Like, you know, I don't know. I was just in my own world, main character energy.
No, I think I always used to serve, oh, do you have a boyfriend? To show that I'm open. Mm. Who's your boyfriend? Like, since she was little, to be like, hey, I want to talk about this. And then she would always shut me out. You did shut me out.
Can I finish?
Yeah, but I'm adding to what you're saying. So there was a conversation.
Barely.
Anyway, yeah. Carry on.
No, it wasn't the dating chat that I was shutting you out of, if we're being honest. It was like everything else. Like, I don't know. I was always honest when it came to that. I was just annoyed when you asked me about it, but I would tell you the truth.
Okay.
I would tell you the truth. I don't know, because you were always like, oh my God, about it. And I was just like, it's not that deep, right? Like, honest. Like, that's the reason this is the title. That's all I say. But like, yeah. It's literally, I'm just like, okay, but it's like, it's not. What
but with a girl to a mother, I think it's a bit easy. Mm-hmm. That is why with me, I had to come up with a concept to say, my man, when we go to school, we're going to have a concept whereby you ask me everything so that we can, you know, start talking about stuff. Mm-hmm. But with my daughter, and Motlahabi is 14, and then she's 13 years. Mm. But now you can see another mewa hide, they're already starting talking about, hey, Mushima no mungo skolo was nanshebile, hey, Mushima no mungo skolo mami, hey, was doing what. And I was like, wow, this is beautiful, because me and this guy at 13 years, we couldn't talk about those things. Mm-hmm. Mm. Then that's what I'm saying to a girl, to a mother, I think.
It wouldn't be easy. It's actually, it would be much harder.
Yeah, like, my dynamic in my family, I have a sister, right? Mm-hmm. She's like 10 years older than me. Yo, it was difficult. My mom's and my sister, when she got, I don't know, around your age, it became like a movie. Like, I got to watch it become a movie. I don't know.
What do you mean by a movie?
Yo, like, those, when those really? Bros have an argument, even the bros in the house, we sit down and we just listen.
It's giving us.
It's, yeah, because it's like, I don't understand why the mother and daughter.
It's like they're friends.
The dynamic is different there. So, like, that's why I was so curious, because I know with my mom and my sister, they love each other insanely. But if they have to fight, it's like everything. There's a nuke. It's not shots. It's a nuke. We all down. You understand? It's how it is. But like that's why I was like, you know, kind of curious.
But when it comes to dating, for me, I guess it was just like, it was never a thing where my mom could tell me what to do about that, because like she was always like, she never encouraged it, but she never like discouraged it either. Mm. So I guess we were like. So at that point, when you didn't discourage it, I was like, okay, so I'm allowed to do this, but like, I never really like did it that much, I guess. I never really did it for a while.
How many do you, am I allowed to ask? How many
boyfriends have you ever had? It's not that deep, apparently.
No, it's not.
It's not that deep.
Never had. Don't lie.
I'm not. Why are you don't fight me? I was never going to.
Don't lie. Tell the truth. I'd love to know the answer to this question.
Oh, you don't know.
What's the question?
Don't worry about it.
No, it's fine.
How many times have you dated? How many boyfriends have
you dated? Yeah, how many boys in your encounter would you say that was a boyfriend?
Like,
you also can't think that long.
Are you counting?
I'm sorry.
Daughter,
it's like your list is very long.
Well, unless you like.
No, it's
still
like three or four. I'm trying to consider what is like a boyfriend. It's like three or four.
You see, you still gotta like. Have you had anything that you felt like was serious that you feel like is serious, like deep? Where even now you felt like, hey,
not that deep.
This one is confusing. I don't have the answers myself. Have you ever been in that situation?
My biggest fear was when I realized. Because she's only really introduced me to one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
No, two.
Who was the second one?
Oh, obviously, you went awake when the second one peeped you.
Oh, okay. But the one was more serious, the one that I am thinking about. And that's when I literally saw that this person is in love. Like, yo.
She's inside.
I said, oh my God.
True love.
It's a movie.
I said, oh, she has no idea what's coming. Oh my God.
It's coming. Hey, the pain.
And I remember saying to you, and she was still in the star Twilight Zone.
Die honeymoon.
The Bold and the Beautiful in our time.
You know what's happening.
Like, I said something to her that I wish my mother had lived long enough to say to me. You know what I mean? Where I was just like, yo, man, like, I know it's nice right now. I know it's cute. I know it's fun. I know it's exciting. I know it's just like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing. You're imagining marriages and babies. I don't know what you're imagining. But look, I'm not saying you're going to break up. I'm not saying gloom and doom. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be something. And he's going to punish you. He's going
oh my God, I remember this.
He's going to, we were on the patio. Even, yeah. I remember I said, and I just want you to know that no matter what happens, I'm going to be there.
Wow.
Just talk to me about it.
That's
let
what
me
I say
know.
Every time.
I want to make.
That was
I
over
wanna,
a year ago.
Yeah, I want to make you feel better about it. Just know that I'm here and you are allowed to. Because let me tell you, that first heartbreak, the hectic one, when you are inside, I said, please, I'm here and I'll. And but let me tell you something. Something is going to happen. Mm. Whether you like it or not, that's life.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like, luckily, when something went down, like something big went down.
Ish.
And I had to now keep that promise even when it was painful for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it was really hectic. But I think as parents, like, that responsibility is so important. But I mean, we've kind of covered as much as we can. I think another thing I would have loved to have a chat about, there was a question I left everybody hanging with. We didn't, I think we got over that. Like,
no,
what was the difference?
Which
but,
one?
There's also, but if you think about the concept of dating, there's also the concept of, like, sexuality. Because, like, I remember once my mom just, like, came up to me. I found this so funny. She just came up to me one day and she's like, are you gay? Mm. Like, you know, are you gay?
Like,
why? Then why are you gay?
I mean,
like, you know, that
were you doing anything to make
her? She was beating about the bush for years. I was exhausted of, like, playing this little cat and mouse game with her about it. So I was like, oh, my God, girl, like, just tell me if you're gay. Like, you're making this so weird for both of us.
No, actually, I think most parents is what we do now, because now is an, I will say it's like an in thing, eh? Even my wife, even my wife does that to the boys, because remember I said Abudi is 22, he's not dating. This man is 18, he's not dating.
But and he said the rule
and my wife will go like, ah, boys, come clean, man. Are you gays?
Like,
and they
it's okay to have the conversation now. Back in our day, like, I found out on the streets what gay is. Like, I didn't even know it. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Then for now, we in our parents, we don't have a problem, you know, with somebody saying if you say you are a gay, I understand more about it. You know, I'm not like that. You know, I understand more, but I wouldn't have a problem with it. I wouldn't have a problem with it. But with us, it's because of I've set the rules. I said to like you were saying, you wish you could have known that you need, your dad was telling you that you need to be prepared, ready, stable before your day. It's what I told my boys. I said, guys, let me tell you something. If you guys are not ready, but when you are ready, let me tell you, when you are ready to date, you'll go as far as international to get your queen, my man. Don't be like me. Now I got my queen, same street, because I wasn't ready. But you guys, now you can be ready. That is why your brother is working hard, making sure that he's ready. Because I said to them, you can go to the gym and do whatever, but as long as you don't exercise your wallet also, forget.
Okay. So we have a game to play, and I don't want to shut this down. I just want to serve everybody closing comments.
Yeah.
Me, I think I've said a lot, so I'm going to leave myself out of that because we want to end on a fun, exciting note.
I didn't even finish my story. Wait, that's my closing argument.
That's why I'm saying closing statements. So do you want to start or do you want to end?
I think I'll start.
Okay.
I guess the end of... I think what I said to her was like, I don't know. I don't think it's like a... I just said something like stupid. Like, oh my God, I don't really know yet. But like, I feel like I don't need to answer this. Like, I like who I like. Finish and klar. I think I said something stupid like that.
Yeah, I remember my response, but I don't want to cut you off.
What was your response?
Mana, it's closing. Okay. So my concern, I don't know if this has anything to do with this, but I obviously, like, I want to give my child, like, mental, psychological, emotional support, you know? And I didn't know how to, because I couldn't figure out what's actually going on in her life. Like, are you gay or are you not gay? Are you both? Like, where are we at so that I can make sure I give you the support that you might need, you know? And her response to me, and this maybe can be our next topic, maybe for the next episode. We don't need to discuss this now because we're really running out of time. But for me, it felt like she seemed like I experimented. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. Like I told you about that. Like I checked, like, okay, am I gay also? You know, like, what's happening? Because there wasn't internet and education back then. Like, we didn't have Google. So I experimented. I realized, this is not for me. Left it and focused on what I could focus on. So for me, it was like her whole demeanor was changing. And she was also part of a group of people who were, like, basically, in the microscope of their school, like, were activists for people of the LGBT plus community. So I felt like she was trying to change herself in order to fit into that domain. Like, that's what I felt. I'm not saying that's what it was.
I'm saying that's an interesting point of view.
That's what I felt. So it got to a point where I got so frustrated after, like, a year or two, like, of someone pushing me away, because it was also that individuating time where a child is 12. Challenging the parent. And so she started dressing different. She used to be, like, just dressing, like, normal, like, not normal, how do I say, like a girl, like, you know, just like stereotypically like a girl.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which, guys, attack me, but you know what I mean. And then she started serving me Billie Eilish, you know, and serving me big shirts, and even her whole, like, way of movement was
tomboyish,
different.
Tomboyish,
you know what I mean? I said, what's going on? Then someone came to visit once, and then there was, like, a girly girl came in, and then I said, oh my God, like, that's when I realized, oh my God, like, what's happening? Okay, but I didn't panic. I was like, okay, no stress, cool. So this is what I'm dealing with now. I'd never seen, like, the comparison. Cool. Then she says, no, okay, Things are happening, and she started fighting me a lot around, like, she bait me with questions. That's how I felt. She bait me with questions of, like, so how do you feel about at school this girl couldn't swim because she's trans and they da-da-da, and we need to fight it, it's wrong. Then I would say something like, maybe they should test hormones instead of use gender
as
a thing.
That was actually more ahead than what you're talking about.
Right. Anyway, so those are the conversations. Finally, I said to her, my gosh, girl, like, I'm exhausted. Like, I want to help you. Like, are you lesbian? Are you bisexual? Are you, what are you? Like, so that I can help you. I don't care what you are. I just need to know what to do as a parent to make sure you're okay. Then she was like, oh, you know, I'm still figuring it out. Like, I'm still da da da. Then I said, my girl, look at all my gay friends. Do any of them look like they had anything to figure out? Like, they knew exactly what was going on.
I said, I don't feel like I need to label it. Like, I just like who I like, and I feel like there's no need for me to, like, oh my God, come out or anything. There was no need for that.
But I felt as a parent, like I'm saying, I'm not speaking for you. As a parent, I felt like after that moment, there was a noticeable, like, freedom that she finally felt, like, in terms of her expression. So she wore all types of clothes, and she seemed, because I just felt like, because I was worried, I'm not saying that it's a fact, I was worried that she was changing who she is, possibly, or adjusting, or whatever, exploring other things, whatever you want to call it, in order to fit into this group of people so that her opinion could matter. Because a lot of the time, if you're not part of the LGBTQI plus A community, you know what I mean?
You got it.
I was almost there, eh? And then your opinion isn't as important. So I felt, I was worried that she wanted her opinion. I said, you don't have to be, you can be an ally, but there's a lot of things to fight for. If you feel like your opinion doesn't matter in this domain because you're not particularly lesbian or gay or any of the other letters, then find something else to fight for. You know what I mean? But you can't change for this. And I'm not saying that's what she was doing. I'm just saying as a parent, that was my concern. In the dating sphere of things, like, I don't, like, she can like what she likes. It's all good in the hood. I just need to understand who I'm raising and how I need to raise them. So that was the situation with that. But with the guy situation, that heartbreak she felt, like, that was one of the most heartbreaking things for me to watch. But I felt so honored that I could be there to comfort you.
Yeah.
Because it was wild. Anyway, so...
Bro, I haven't dated anyone this whole year. That's how hectic it was.
Finish. Are you done with your closing statement?
Yeah, other than you being like, oh, do you like that girl? Do you like that boy? Like, now whenever she sees anyone, she's like, oh my God, what do you think about them?
What do you think about them? Oh, you're rolling your eyes, but you know yourself.
Anyway, closing arguments. Yes, but closing arguments.
With me?
Yeah, closing statements.
I don't really have a closing statement, but yeah, with the dating thing. Oh, funny enough, I did want to say this, though. There was a time, like, I think this is like a crucial time in my childhood. I was like around 17. I left the house. So most of, like, there was this big gap in the experiences I was going through, like a super big gap. I went from just being a normal, like, kid having school as a normal thing to being in studio with celebrities and having models around me in a very quick, short space of time.
Your pool option changed.
Yeah, like the level of it, everything of it changed. Like, to put it, I lost my virginity coming here. You understand? I was a virgin in Durban, being a normal guy in school. Yeah. When I got here and I became the celebrity I
wanted, you know,
it happened.
Living and the dream, son.
You know, funny enough, I don't even know the shorty I lost my virginity.
The shorty.
It was just that crazy. So for me, there were certain experiences I couldn't even go to my parents and be like, yo, guys, they had to just see that, yo, my son's becoming a man and there's nothing I can do about it. And then that's how I slowly started also teaching them more about my life, because I pretty much jumped into the deep end at a young age.
Yo, next topic, your first time. That's a topic. Yeah. That's actually a topic on its own.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful one. Mm. And ending statement.
Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
That was the wrong story for you.
Is there anything maybe you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to say yet?
Yeah, now, like thinking about it, my upbringing as a child, I feel like my mom and dad have like invested in my siblings and me to teach us about everything, and I really appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Like you know why? Because I can see, like, hey, I can spot a mistake or a red flag like that, something like that. Mm-hmm. So like, I really I'm really happy that we're talking about this today, because it's for other people, I feel like it's a hard topic. Also for my friends, they cannot talk with their parents like freely, you know. But for us, it's a very good thing to experience this, because at a very young age, because my father, imagine if you could have never talked about like something like this, I'm sure now we could have been in another situation, my father. So yeah. So like I'm very appreciative of what they did. Like my upbringing, you know, I can spot a red flag and be like, yay, wait, nah, red flag. So like, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So basically the Gen Zs are saying, shout out to the people who are parents who are open, because
it really helps.
But mom, super. It's difficult, but we should try.
We never had like the birds and the bees. It was more scientific. The birds
I tried to have
the
birds and the bees conversation. She said to me, they already explained all of the science at school. I said, shut up.
Yeah. Anyway. school helped a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I knew most of the stuff just because my mom and I were very smart, so we watched documentaries and she'd explain everything to me like scientifically. Yeah, and then I'd know it at school too.
So I was I definitely not know about it until I got to Josie and I was like, oh, okay.
Good teacher, Joburg. Eh?
Okay. Hey, Joburg is just fast paced, guys.
Joburg is gonna teach you things if especially when you're not trying to learn them. That's when she's gonna teach you.
Okay, my closing statement would be for parents who are watching at the moment.
Look straight to those parents right there.
The parents who are watching at the moment, I want to say to you guys, can we relax the rules? Can we relax the boundaries? Because now I'm talking from experience. You remember our fathers, our mothers, they were lions. But how many young girls fell pregnant? How many young boys were doing alcohol, drugs at a young age, whereas the parents were lions? But with us now, because of relaxing the rules, relaxing the boundary and everything, I'm seeing the result. And I love the result. And Pearl, you are doing a great job here. Mm. You'll see good results. Mm. There's no need to be a lion to your kids. Mm. So that they, you know, once they become friends to you, they'll be able to talk each and everything about their life. And that thing, it makes matters better.
Mm. Mm-hmm. If you really want to raise your child, you have to raise them even through the uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. That's definitely powerful. Yo, guys, we're definitely out of time, but we want to do one more thing, so we'll catch you right after this while we prepare this quick moment. But that's the part that we're going to go to the part now that's really not that deep. But, you know, it's deep. It's just not that deep, maybe. So hopefully that helps you guys. But, yo, that was intense. Yeah. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So let's just take a Kokamoya moment and let's come right back. Don't you go anywhere. I might have to let it drop. Welcome back to It's Not That Deep. Thank you for staying with us. And this is the most fun part of the show, or at least that's what I think. So stay on your seats, because I really think that, like, there's going to be a lot of arguments here. So, guys, let's keep it short. Let's keep it sweet. Let's keep it cute. Let's keep it clean, okay? It's a game. It's just a game. It's not 30 seconds.
We can relax.
Like, we can relax. Let's make it fun. But don't. It's not that deep, okay? It's just the game. So, Tano's going to explain the game, and then we're going to get straight into it.
It is slang translation, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a list of words.
Yes.
And I believe we're asking the opposite parent what the definition of the word is. Mm-hmm. But obviously the word is Gen Z slang.
Okay.
And you have a helper as well as a commentator here.
Yeah. No, you can't help him. He must commentate.
No, but like, he's, if you don't know how it would be used in a sentence, he will put it in a sentence.
Okay,
for
that
you.
That's fine. That's great. Okay, cool. Let's it's not that deep. Let's go. Okay.
Anyways. And then, so I don't know.
You should start.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Who?
You.
Me. Okay, I'm ready.
You didn't look ready.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so my phone decided not to open. Okay, so. Yeesh. I believe my first word is bad.
What?
Bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's when you feel like somebody pissed you off or something.
Can I try? I think. Let me, I'm giving him a clue. I can
reveal. You're not the helper.
You can't help. She can help.
No.
Okay,
he can help you.
Can you ease it somehow?
Put it in a sentence.
You bad.
You not
bad.
Good.
You bad. You bad as hell.
She bad as hell.
She's bad.
She's bad.
You know I'm bad.
No,
I'm bad.
No, I got it. You know.
What does it mean?
You're trying to say someone is maybe it's Juanune, but you're trying to say someone is I won't say a good person, but you're trying to say someone is too much, man. You're
close.
You're too spicy, man.
No.
You're
kind of close, but you're looking at it the wrong way.
Nah.
I just tell us the answer, man.
Are you going to give him the answer? Give him the answer?
Okay, basically, it's like refers
to. You got that wrong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like someone who's like really beautiful. Or like a baddie.
Because I'm a Gen Z.
It's someone who's a baddie. Like someone who's really
fine. Yeah, but I thought you were saying, when you said too much, I thought you were saying, like, oh, this person is too much.
Yeah, I was saying too much.
That's what I thought he was saying.
I got it.
No, you didn't.
I got it.
You didn't say baddie. You didn't say beautiful.
It's half a mark.
There's no point there.
That one you have to talk to the teacher.
Okay, next word you hit me.
Yeah. I've got raise.
Huh?
Raise.
Raise?
Yes.
Ah, raise.
I told her this last week. It's unfortunate. It's so unfortunate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Riz.
I didn't know.
Originating from the word charisma.
I told her that.
Basically. I also have internet. And basically, it's like when someone's hitting on someone, like, oh, you know, it's usually a guy thing, but I think it also can be a girl thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Where it's like you got riz, which means you can, like, you got game, basically. In our
slang,
you've got game.
You got game, right?
Yay!
It's so unfortunate that I already.
We need to get like a buzzer.
Yeah, but
what happened to the buzzer?
Next word.
A red flag.
A red flag?
Yes.
Don't go there. Something that you're owning. Owning sign.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Owning sign.
Yeah. I'll take that one.
Yeah, it's good.
My bio teacher would say too vague, but I'll take it.
Nah, that works.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works. It's an owning sign.
I also feel like, you know, like fashion, I feel like a lot of the slang is like serving recycled.
Yes.
Because I definitely remember saying red flag before you were born, but it
I don't remember speaking that much English before I was born, though.
Because you were not there to hear me speak it.
Okay, but you said you were mostly only speaking.
Anyway.
I got it, guys.
Yay! Let's focus on that. You see how we are? Oh, hectic. Yeah. Sorry, we even made it not about you anymore. We're so bad. Yay! Ding, 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 ding. Okay, cool.
I'm gonna wear cap.
You're giving her the easy words. There's other words on that.
Son, you're wearing it now.
Cap.
Okay.
Cap means you lying.
Okay. Can I come with another one?
Fine, hit me.
Situationship.
Like when you're not really dating, but like you're seeing each other, you're not sure what you want to do. You want to give it a name. Mm-hmm. You want to give it a label. So it's
she watches too much TikTok.
There's benefits. No, the thing is also like situationship is also a thing for us. Like, we kind of like.
No, I feel like it's kind of the opposite. You guys really wanted to like date when you wanted to fit, when you wanted to get to
know
I'm
someone. Saying, but like sometimes when, like usually the guy, in our world, usually the guy didn't want to like commit.
Yeah.
So a girl would, even sometimes the other way around, would compromise or overcompensate by allowing themselves to be not get to not get what they want from a situation. So they'd have to settle for a situationship.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, basically. Anyway, hit him. How many words more? Yeah. We're going to get this.
Bring it, girl.
So you guys are actually winning right now.
Yeah,
only one wrong so far.
Oh, yeah, you have one wrong.
Okay.
All right.
Mom.
She watches too much TikTok. Anyways. A sim. A simp.
A simp.
Seen this on K movies, man. Now I'm watching K series. What?
K drama.
The Koreans. My daughter is introducing me to those things.
What?
King Simp.
Kibari.
Kibari, ne?
Yeah.
I also think kibari.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, kibari.
I feel like there's a negative stigma around simps.
Yeah. What?
Simp is being a bari.
Aye. Can I
speak? You like simps?
No. You're wait.
I'm just saying, bro. Okay, I'm listening.
Are you done?
Yeah. What's a simp? Okay, for you, what's a simp? Tell us.
So basically, the definition... Yes. Ooh, wait.
What?
Am I allowed to say the definition yet? Because you haven't conceded. Hold on, let me wait on my definition. What's a simp?
You said bad.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Someone's not clued up.
Basically, it refers to a tryhard or someone who goes out of their way to do things for their crush or significant other. I think that they have such a bad rep. I feel like simps are like... People who act like guys or like people who actually
trying
like,
too much.
Hey man, can I?
Get him out, man.
No, cares and guys who have big egos who don't want to do that for their women started making fun of guys who actually tried with their women. I feel like that's what a simp is. Honestly, I feel like it's been turned into a negative word, even though the meaning behind it has a lot.
I feel like for me, the definition I'm getting from you is like a simp. Let me add on. It's a conversation, Tando. So basically, a simp is like for me. What I'm getting from her definition and your definition is the compromise is it's a guy who's not getting it that the girl's not down, so he's just pushing too hard. Not getting the signal.
What I think she's also trying to say is pretty much like it's okay to be
a simp,
like be caring for your shorty,
be honest about your feelings,
go the extra mile, and like be cute and stuff like that.
Most simps get rejected. Like,
no, okay. It's not even that. I'm just like, yo, like, what I wanted to say about the simp thing is like, when it's time for him to not be a simp and you need him to not be a simp and he's simping, you're not going to enjoy the simp.
I get that, but like, I feel like the word simp was made because, like, just to bully guys who care too much about their girlfriends. No,
because you're actually a simp. Like, sometimes you...
No, I've heard guys making fun of...
But like, you guys, it's like, you don't want my point. You can see that
that's what I'm trying to say. I'm here fighting for you. I'm saying the bari thing works. Sometimes
the bari.
You're being a bari, you don't want to wake up and realize this girl doesn't like you. Get yourself together and...
What if the girl does like the simp?
No. If she likes him, then she must stop confusing him and say, I like you too. Stop sending me.
No, but you could be dating one. But like my thing is like when you're gaming with the boys and one of the boys is like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with my girls. I've heard so many guys be like, oh my god, you're a sim.
That's trolling. But at the end of the day,
why are you no? But
we're gonna troll. We homies. That's what the bros do.
Okay, but if you're not their homie, like I hate people who are like, they're not your homie, but you're out here like.
Yeah, I own that. Being a sim, hey man, it's borderline. Don't be a sim too much, dog. Don't let them take advantage of your weakness now because they see it as simp.
So don't be a super simp. Yeah. Simping is cute.
Be a simp to a certain extent. Be
cute. Be extra.
Extra just simp. Don't now let them take advantage of the fact that you can be a simp.
A simp is just an emotional, like, emotionally, like, whatever guy. Okay,
it's like when you're being a barre for a mommy. When you're allowing yourself to be a barre and you know you're being a barre, so much you're just being a barre. That's what I'm saying.
So a simp is also a guy a girl can take advantage of.
Yes.
But Tando's dictionary definition did educate me, though. I don't know. I thought it was just a loser. Okay, hit me.
I've also got a list. I forgot some words. So,
I think it's only wait. It's been 4-4, ne?
Yeah, 4-4. This is the last word. Yes. Soft launch.
A soft launch?
Yes.
Crap. So I know launch, like if you're launching me, like it means you are testing me, you are pushing me, or like you're exciting me, whatever.
I'm liking this.
So like for me, that's me and my crowd, what we call it. A soft launch is like, ooh. I don't know the other word. It's like, it's giving like, not even gaslighting is wrong. Like it's giving like, you are launching me, but you're not making it clear, maybe.
Wrong.
But she's almost there.
No, she's not.
Because here it says it's when somebody drops hint about their lover on social media.
Yeah, it's posting about you about your love life on social media.
But you're not being like.
So it's giving half a mark because it's like it's not direct.
There's no half mark.
Because I said, if you launch someone, you are launching them.
No, but a soft launch. About it negatively. Yeah. Like if you're launching someone, which means like if someone's like showing you flames or like.
No, she was saying like launch. Like yo, I'm getting launched. To go out or but
it's not clear like it because for me I'm not looking at it just from a boyfriend perspective or coaching a boyfriend.
It's for that in that definition it's about relationships
it's about a relationship.
Okay you
got it wrong
fine I'll take that 8 out of 10 is not bad.
you guys are tied.
4-4 we did it we're a team.
Wait he still has one more word.
Wait who did you start? Who started? Wasn't it you who
started? She started. Yeah she started
but we only have 4 words I feel. Yeah, you gave her an extra word.
No, yes, I gave her.
He needs two. Yeah,
I did 3 words.
Okay, go. Go. Okay.
Go. Okay, bring it.
Bumps is clued up out here.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him an easy one.
Yeah.
Delulu.
I feel like you know it.
I know this thing. You see, you are becoming Delulu now.
What does it mean?
No,
he hit you with the spew right now.
Nah, I give it back to you. I know these things.
You're becoming deluded now. Why are we trying to say
that? I understand. Yeah. What does it mean?
Tando, you got it. Hey.
What does it mean, though?
So I wasn't given a definition?
Yes.
Okay.
What's delulu for you?
I would let that one slide, but they need the definition. They need
well, no, you'd be an easy grader as a teacher. We can't put you in the education
system. Delulu?
Yes.
It's when someone... Makes you a stupid. A fool.
Not a stupid.
Close.
I'm done with vague answers. It's very easy.
Close.
Yeah, it's
in the word that you're saying.
Delulu.
That's the last hint.
Delulu.
Someone not getting you.
No. It's in the word. It's a repetition of
but put it in a sentence, remember, and also give a nice context.
Yeah, let me find a nice way to say it.
You're being delulu if you think.
No, that's too vague. This person just came to the house and took my PlayStation, and they say it's theirs. They're being delulu.
Mad, crazy.
You're so close.
Almost there.
Come on, guys.
Like, you're delulu. Right there.
With my age, the words are gone, guys.
Okay, you want to explain it to Pops?
It's delusional.
Oh, delusional. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But you were close. You were like...
No, I was there. It's just that
we're also teaching, guys. We're not just testing. We're also... Yeah. It's a teaching moment.
It's nice. No.
All right, cool. So...
I still want to ask him for this one word.
Ask who?
Okay, quickly.
Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Sneaky link.
Bring it.
Sneaky link.
Yeah. Somebody who's Chacha Rahman. Stout. You stout there. What? You sneaky link.
Kind of. Because you stout when you sneaky link.
No.
But it's not like
it's
that.
Big naughty.
No. You
also wrong with me.
Why is it sneaky then?
Sneaky link.
Because you are sneaking around. Who sneaks around? Naughty people.
No.
I had sneaky.
In defense, yeah, naughty people. But like,
you have to be way more.
I'm just trying to help.
It's more like, it's like when you and the person are trying to keep everything on the low,
mm-hmm. or a secret
amongst people that know you guys,
mm-hmm. Amongst the circle, our circle. Yeah.
So it's a sneaky. If it's not even the circle, just amongst people that know each other,
yeah.
and you guys are doing something.
And we don't why are you telling him? I thought sneaky link was.
No, it's when you are getting down with someone on the low.
Millennials, we know what a sneaky link. Anyway, all right.
Gen X.
Orong.
Never such a
baby orong.
What do you think sneaky link was?
It's fine. Okay, so all I need from you guys, and again, you are the jury. So I need you to, because I've realized when I try to look for some of our slangs.
We didn't have time because you wanted to do
quickly.
Words.
I just need to get the answer right.
The hot ones, please.
Is it millennial or Gen X or Boomer or whatever or Gen Z?
You're the only millennial here.
Okay, cool. So, some of these. What is this word, is it millennial or Gen Z?
We wouldn't know because you're the only millennial.
If we don't know, then it's millennial.
But, okay.
But we guys can try.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. Ghosting. Is that Gen X or millennial?
Gen X.
Gen Z or millennial?
Gen Z.
I feel like they both used
to. No, but you could. We also say Mize, though.
Nah, yeah, ghosting came from our time.
Yeah, yes. True.
WhatsApp, blue ticks.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wrong.
Where did you get from? Is Google. It reliable?
Google.
Google's unreliable.
Millennial slang Google. But what did you use?
So you're telling me you were ghosting back in the days with the pager? Yeah.
Guys, go watch movies. Yeah.
The pager. You hear that?
No, I didn't. No.
I've never heard someone millennials say that.
No, I said millennial.
How you ghost the house phone? I even googled
90s.
On the landline.
I even googled 90s.
You have to go on the proper words, but website. Okay. Google's unreliable.
Find that bro that wrote that.
No, and then the next one is I guess also this is giving like American. Do you know what I mean? Okay, this is obvious.
Miss Kat, this is.
This is okay. Let me just give this to you.
Yes.
A scrub.
Huh? That's yours.
Yeah, scrub.
Yeah, that's yours.
Nice about it.
That's from your guys.
All right, cool.
Because I've never said scrub to anyone. Scrub?
Okay, is this 90s or is it? Sorry, is this millennial or is it Gen Z? My bad.
That's us.
That's you.
My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Americans have been literally saying that since the 90s.
Yeah, but here you guys haven't said that at all.
That's hilarious that you think that.
Yeah,
that's
you that's only started saying my
never
bad.
Said my bad. Bad.
Yeah, but he's not millennial.
No.
He's Gen X. Oh,
Gen
that's
X, man.
Yeah. Okay, like, on. I'm the millennial here.
Yeah, they just said you're too old.
He's Mandela.
Anyway, so yeah, it's just.
I'm your Mandela here.
You guys might have just internetized it, whatever.
Ooh, English.
The internet allowed you guys to think everything belongs to you, but some of it we did before we had internet to prove we did it. You understand? The only thing we can point you to is movies.
Yeah.
And with that, you guys got 1 out of 3. So well done. You got something.
But and
Scrub was super easy.
It's before our Gen Z time.
That's understand. So
facts, we weren't born. You guys were born. You should know this.
The point of the point of that whole thing was to say, guys, a lot of stuff is recycled and maybe slightly edited.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean everything belongs to you.
I definitely hear the fashion thing.
So you guys, your powerful slang is from the foundation of our powerful minds back then. I'm joking.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So thank you so much, everybody. We got to really wrap this up now. Thank you for being part of our first episode.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be bumping into you in a club.
Yeah.
We're going to be having a good time. You got some gigs that you want people to know about December. Anything important?
nothing really yet. I don't want to say too much. But what I can say is Location Herding 3, out now. Music videos coming soon. Please go and stream. Run it up. LucasRaps_SAY everywhere.
Let's go. Wow. Shout out to that. And of course, you guys are the greatest family in Mzansi. Handles, real quick, are probably going to be on the screen. But say big one big shout out to your fans and then we're out.
Mzansi's greatest family. Every platform. Mzansi's greatest family.
Let's get it. Okay, cool. And obviously you are
Tando Mugwena. Or Tando underscore Mugwena, or hey, it's Tando. You know, I'm creative with it, obviously.
Yeah, she's serving you TikTok. Da, da, da. We're still going to get to the Facebook, YouTube plan.
Oh, Facebook.
I'm obviously, Pearl2C everywhere you go. Just at Pearl2C. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for being a part of history. We did our first episode. Thank you for your love, for your patience, for your energy, for sharing, and for being so genuine and honest. It really means a lot to us. And Tando, well done. You did it, baby girl. And that is what it is. I might have to let it drop.